It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
I've spent my career focused on topical formulations, but I love being able to use ingredients that we can incorporate that we would normally eat or things that benefit us from the inside and being able to incorporate them into formulations because I think the two work synergistically, beauty from the inside out. So I'm excited because today's guest is Anne Dennehy. Now, she's a registered dietitian and nutrition communications consultant. She specializes in women's health and health aging. So now you know why I'm excited. She writes for consumer and professional publications. She's worked with health-minded brands like Lightwell Health, which is an online women's community you got to check out. She also writes a blog called CravingSomethingHealthy.com. So while she's hitting on a subject I love, let's bring her right in and get to some questions. Anne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've talked in the past, and I know it. I know some of our listeners know, but some we all want to hear. How does diet impact our age?
Oh, gosh, in so many different ways. I mean, it's really not only what we're eating today and what we want to eat tomorrow, but it's, you know, what we've eaten over the course of our entire life that really shapes our long-term health. You know, some of it is certainly genetic, you know, some of the weight we may gain or how dense our bones are or, you know, any metabolic type diseases that we may develop, you know, heart disease or diabetes. But a lot of it is really impacted by our diet and our lifestyle. So, you know, people, there are so many good positive studies that show that people who are healthier eaters, more plant-based eaters, not necessarily, you know, strict vegetarian or vegan or anything like that, but just people who have a more balanced diet and include more fruits and vegetables and more plants and whole grains and kind of less of the processed refined foods tend to just be healthier overall and live longer, you know, longer lives and have a better quality of life as they age.
I'll admit, as I got older, now I'm speaking even when I was in my 30s, but as I started aging, and I grew up is a better word, I ate a lot of processed foods. I was in a hurry. Life is so busy, and you know, I don't have time to eat healthy is how I felt. And I should actually post on the website, underneath the show, I will, a picture of me at one point, and that's when I knew something was wrong. I eventually started accepting I'm getting older and I'm going to be overweight. I looked older and I changed my diet. And by starting to eat healthier, cutting out the processed foods as much as possible, I still have some. So I'm not going to say I'm a super nutritional person, but I've come a long way and I've lost 45 pounds. The difference is one, I look pregnant, one, I don't. And now that I've gotten older, I'm going to say 10 years older than the picture, I actually look even younger. And so everything you're saying rings true to my heart. And so I try to incorporate some of these ingredients into topical skincare, but I truly believe it makes a big difference what we have on the inside. And so, you know, I know as our metabolism changes as I get older, it means we gain weight, which we just, you know, I was just talking about for me, but there are foods that help our metabolism. Can you name one or two that you suggest for me and some of our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's a big thing for everybody, men and women. As we age, all of a sudden we sort of wake up one day almost, and it's usually around 40. For some people, it starts a little bit earlier, but I think, you know, definitely for women, it's always when you're in your 40s, you wake up and you say, oh my goodness, what's happening? You know, my skin's not looking so great anymore, and my hair is not quite right, and my, you know, I'm putting on too much weight, especially around the midsection, which is the area that is more linked to developing more of those diseases. And that's when everybody decides, you know, it's time to go on the diet. So what I encourage is let's not focus on the diet, taking foods out so much, because diets, you know, I think 99.9% of us are aware diets just don't really work. So rather than focusing on what am I doing wrong, what should I be taking out, I always encourage people to focus more on what are the foods that you can eat more of that will enhance your metabolism, help to maintain muscle mass, flood your body with more of those good antioxidant nutrients. So a couple that come to mind for me is up your protein. They've discovered recently, a lot of good research studies are finding that as we age, we really need more protein because we tend to lose muscle mass a little bit every year and a lot every decade, really. And when we lose that muscle mass, that really affects our metabolism and how our body functions, you know, long down the road when we're in our, you know, 80s and 90s, if we're lucky to live that long, we'll be, if we don't have the good muscle mass, we're not going to be as strong. We're going to be more frail. We're going to be more likely to, you know, to fall and break a bone. And then, you know, you really get into trouble. So maintaining that muscle mass helps just with the whole aging process, but it really helps us to hold on to our metabolism a lot more, which means that we can eat more, which is a lot more fun. So protein is a big one. So any kind of lean meat, fish is always a good one. I like the wild fish. Even foods like Greek yogurt, if you like dairy, or a nice high-quality cheese, grass-fed cheeses, I think are a good one. So any of those protein foods, and of course there's the plant-based proteins also, the tofu and tempeh and things like that. And then more plant foods, just because, you know, they don't necessarily boost our metabolism, but they're so low in calories that it just seems silly to not add them. It's almost like free food. And our body has to work a little bit harder to break them down. So that's always a good thing. And then there is some interesting research on hot peppers, the spicy peppers, the capsaicin, that spicy compound in peppers helps to boost our metabolism. And there are certain compounds in green tea also that can boost our metabolism. So there are a couple of different, you know, foods that I always encourage people to add more of. There's some research on avocados. People who eat, I think, a half of an avocado every day tend to have a healthier weight. It's very filling and very satisfying. And it's one of those beauty foods because it's full of healthy fats that makes your skin and your hair and everything look a little bit better. And the same thing with some of those vitamin D-rich foods. They're very much linked to healthier weight and just healthier everything, more bone density. So things like eggs, egg yolks in particular, your vitamin D, dairy foods, milk, your fatty, your fish. So all of those foods have different types of benefits. They don't necessarily cause our body to automatically start burning more calories, but they cause our body to work more efficiently, I think. So they're foods that I always tell people, focus on more of those.
Okay. What about at the end of the day, we like to have a glass of wine. What's your opinion on me having a glass of wine?
I think a glass of wine for most people is probably fine. There is some interesting research, however, that just came out a couple, I think, earlier this summer on wine and menopause. Well, not wine specifically. It was alcohol and menopause. And what they found is that excess alcohol drinking, and they didn't really give a number of drinks per day, but the general recommendation, you know, from various health groups, from various health groups is, you know, 1 to 2 glasses a day. So if you want to have that glass a day, there certainly are some health benefits in it, but I would be careful of too much because it's actually linked to greater muscle loss. Sarcopenia is called age-related muscle loss. So excess alcohol any time of day is going to cause your body to lose more muscle mass, which in the end is going to actually have a negative effect because it's going to, you know, affect your metabolism and all those things that we talked about earlier. And I think everybody should keep in mind that a glass of wine has as many as 150 calories. A mixed drink that's mixed with something sweeter can have upwards of 500 calories. So some people don't realize, you know, you're working so hard on your diet and your exercise and you're trying to lose weight, if that's, you know, a goal, and it's not happening because you're adding those extra calories in from alcohol. So just be conscious. Just be aware.
Yeah, I think that's the key, is a lot of these things sneak back into our diet and we don't realize. Mm-hmm. We work so hard, and having a glass of wine now and then, as you say, can be okay, but drinking excessively or I was going to say drink a glass of wine in moderation, but some of this other alcohol, the sweet drinks definitely sneak up on you. As you said, it could have 500 calories, and that's a huge portion of what we're supposed to be having in a day. I'd rather be able to eat a little bit more protein or other snacks. So I appreciate you joining us, because I want to remind our listeners, what you eat, how you eat, and what goes into your body is going to make a huge difference, not just how you feel, but it's going to affect your skin. And by keeping your skin hydrated and fighting these antioxidants, we're going to help you look younger. And so I invite you to visit cravingsomethinghealthy.com. I want to thank Anne Dennehy for joining us. She's an expert on it. I really invite you, just take a look at your health and what you're eating. It's going to make a huge difference. It has in my life. I know it will in yours. I'm David Pollack, your personal beauty guru. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, just ask David. Thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.